USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has announced the end of the nation's longest war. He said the withdrawal process will be completed by August 31st.
Nearly 20 years of experience has shown us that the current security situation only confirms that just one more year fighting in Afghanistan is not a solution.
Biden said a Taliban takeover of Afghanistan is not inevitable. He said the Afghan security forces have the ability to defeat the Taliban. He also said the intelligence community has not assessed the nation will collapse when the U.S. leaves the country. The United States is responding to a request from Haiti's National Police for investigative assistance following yesterday's assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. Some suspects have been killed or taken into custody. Officials in Haiti say they're still hunting for the masterminds. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Advocates are turning up the heat for President Biden to end Title 42 expulsions. USA Radio's Lance Pry has more.
Mexican officials have contacted lawmakers in Washington to lift travel restrictions between the two countries, saying there is no longer a need for the restrictions. The New York Times is reporting a surge in COVID-19 infected immigrants apprehended at the southern border. Brandon Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council on Fox News, says the Biden administration is the cause of the crisis and removing Title 42 would be disastrous.
Well, the first thing that we have to understand is the Biden administration, they know that they are the cause of the current border crisis. They won't publicly admit it, but they know that their actions have caused the unprecedented surge that we're seeing right now. So if they were to end Title 42, they also recognize that that will encourage more people to cross our borders illegally, and that will strain our resources even further.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if any of you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Violent crimes are not the only ones that are surging. USA Radio's Tim Berg explains.
Mail theft is up 160% this year with nearly 300,000 complaints, but the group that could help with the problem, the Postal Police Officers, claim they have been sidelined and essentially defunded by the U.S. Postal Service. President of the Postal Police Officers Association, Frank Alvergo, tells Fox News what's happened and how they've been essentially defunded.
About a year ago, the Postal Service pulled Postal Police off the streets. We were protecting mail, we were protecting the postal infrastructure, we were protecting postal workers, and they made a policy choice to restrict us to Postal Service real property. We sued the Postal Service. Federal court ruled that if the Postal Service chose to put us out on the street again to protect your mail, the Postal Service certainly could do that. But they have chosen not to do that, and it's inexplicable.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Beyond Meat has announced it's launching a substitute chicken tenders at nationwide restaurants. The company said it's shifting focus to chicken after spending years working on its Beyond Burger products. They said they've been working on their plant-based chicken product for more than a decade. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.